Good evening. Welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, Season 2, Episode 11. We are the Horsemen. I'm your host, Corey. We got Khalib, Frank, Edwin in the building. Fellas, how you feeling?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Good. Feeling good. Got my new Mac.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Got everything right. Styling, profiling like my man, Ric Flair.
Oh, right.
About time. I'm going to drop a clapping sound effect.
Talking about Ric Flair, man.
I got a Mac.
Talking about that boy, Ric Flair. He can't never just seem to stay home, right? He can't stay home.
That man is everywhere, man. He's the reason why Ben Askren lost that match.
Oh,
poor Ben Askren.
Oh, God.
Well,
you got money on him, though, bro.
Who?
You and Cleve.
Come on, bro. Stop it. Let's get into the rest. So we got one topic that I think everybody wants to hear. So did WWE make a good PR decision in their recent wrestling cuts? So I think this is what, 1 year to the day that they did this mass cutting last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. So what do you guys think about this year? Is it okay for them to do it?
I mean, it's unfortunate because you don't want nobody to lose their job.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they meant to do it the same day. Like, I don't know. Like, honestly, when you look at it, the only person that stood out was Samoa Joe. Everyone else, bro, like,
everybody else is trash. Let's be honest.
They were chasing a 24/7 title. Like, y'all didn't think about any of these. I don't want to hear it. Y'all didn't think about anybody else on that list.
I agree with him.
I mean, one of those guys, I didn't even know. To be honest,
they wasn't even using these guys, so might as well let some other company.
Who did you think about?
Peyton Royce.
Oh my,
trash.
How is she trash?
She's trash.
What has she done?
She hasn't got the opportunity to do anything.
Okay, so why not release it?
And with her, they broke up the Iconics, and they gave their whole gimmick to Sasha Banks and Bayley.
Yeah.
So you break them up, and then you're doing the same title defenses on Raw with Nia Jackson's Shayna Baszler versus Mandy Rose and somebody else. I mean, it's the same repetitive stuff. So why would you break up a tag team?
They didn't have that woman it factor.
They were the first women's tag team champions.
Yeah, I agree with you, Corey.
Were they first? Wasn't Bayley and Sasha the first?
Stop it. No, they were the first.
No, I think it was actually Bayley.
It was Sasha. They won the second time.
Yeah. They won it twice, no?
No.
But
oh, they, I mean, how many women champions have there been? Like three?
Exactly.
Warden.
And plus, they were a real tag team. You know, they wasn't so manufactured.
But did you enjoy them in the ring?
Yeah, I enjoyed Peyton Royce. Billy Kay, well, she could just hang along with the whole situation. And plus, they're a real tag team. How many of those do you really have in WWE? You just manufacture these tag teams out of their asses in WWE. Well, you know, at least these guys they had some type of chemistry together. Listen, let's just skip all the nonsense. They got rid of, you know, Samoa Joe, who, you know, what can I say about him, man? I think Scott Steiner already said it best. Sloppy Joe. And that's what Samoa Joe is.
Wow.
He's just a fat dude who couldn't cut it. And all he did was get injured. Don't give me this crap about WWE did not give him a chance. Don't give me this crap. They gave him so many opportunities. He was in the stupidest pay-per-view I've ever heard in my life called Great Balls of Fire, where he was going up against Brock Lesnar. They gave him everything. What happened? This is what happened, people. Ladies and gentlemen, he got injured because he's out of shape. He gets injured all the time.
Man can cut a promo.
The time.
Man can cut a promo.
But like, cut a
promo.
He's
always injured. He can cut a promo, but if you cannot be in a ring, what good is the promo? The promo is as good as this. Me throwing this pen somewhere right now. That's as good as the promo is. If you can't
be in the ring. They said that he wasn't like he didn't like. I guess the doctors didn't like.
He didn't get cleared.
What was his injury?
I don't know, but it must have been very serious. And let me tell you one thing.
Probably maybe neck. Yeah, I was about to say neck.
Yeah, and if WWE didn't clear him, and let's just say he goes to AEW, which all these idiots want him to do, right? He goes to AEW, he gets injured over there. Are you gonna go? Are you gonna say, I'm sorry, WWE, you was right. This guy's injury pro. Or are you gonna do that whole, well, you know, it happens, you know. Are you not gonna give WWE any credit for getting rid of him? Listen, at the end of the day, people have to get cut. Okay, this is not a participation contest. Sometimes people have to get cut. It's called capitalism. It's a very popular thing in America.
Oh, business.
It's what our whole government is based off of. Okay, if you're not selling nothing, you're not. There's no. We cannot keep you around. Like this is just basic economics 101.
You know, I love you, Sparks, but all right, let me debate that one. So, number one, his fat works for him. He's a good fat. Like that, that's like a good, it looks good on him. Like that, some people don't need to be ripped. He's good with that. So when you say capitalism, right? So the WWE is making the most money they've ever made in the history, right? And on the cherry on top, they just got a Peacock deal for what, $2 billion or $1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're making money, so technically you don't have to get rid of these people. Especially with Samoa Joe when he just did WrestleMania. Is he not better than Byron Saxon?
As the great rapper Silk the Shocker said, I make money, but I always want to make more money. It's no such thing as you make money and then that's it. You've made all the money. It's no such, in capitalism, there's no such thing as you just made all the money. You can always make more. The stock, they had to increase their stock and everything. This is what happens. They get rid of contracts, these contracts. Why would you keep Samoa Joe? That's the question I would ask you if he can't wrestle. I don't see him wrestle that much, even when he was.
His commentary was decent.
Was decent.
Okay, so you're gonna keep him on as a commentary guy, but he wants to wrestle. He's stated that he wants to wrestle.
He does.
So that's creating a conflict. So if you want to wrestle and you're always injured and we can't clear you, then I can't see why we would keep you.
Well, it's like Daniel Bryan though. They kept Daniel Bryan around. He was GM. They could have made him like a GM or something, like give him
But Daniel Bryan
sells. He sells.
He sells, but Daniel Bryan wants to, this is what he wants to do after his wrestling career is over. He wants to be in the back. He wants to be a producer and all that stuff. That's what he wants to do.
You don't think Joe would want to be in the back?
Well, he expressed that he wants to be a wrestler, that he still wants to wrestle. That's what he expressed. Well,
of course, of course.
Well, I can't clear you. That's what I'm trying to say. If you want to be a wrestler and I can't clear you, what is the options that I have? My only option is, and I'm guessing Vince McMahon said this, was like, listen, I can't clear you, but maybe AEW can give you a nice contract. Because Vince McMahon is good about that. You know, he's good about letting his guys, saying, listen, maybe they'll give you a good contract. And then maybe, you know, maybe they can clear you or something. And then maybe after a couple of years, come if back. You want to come back, you can come back.
I think he'll come back, though, for sure. Yeah, I can see him coming back at Royal Rumble.
And the rest of the people that got cut, I don't even know. I didn't know half of these people. I know the Iconics. I don't think they should have got cut.
The Idiot Iconics had to go.
Yeah, it's about time.
People
had to go. Yeah, Tucker, Bo Dallas.
Dallas, they should have used Bo Dallas, though, with The Fiend. Do some type of story. Other than that, trash. Mojo Rawley, trash.
Chelsea Green, Mojo Rawley.
Trash.
They don't have no programs for these guys.
But Chelsea Green is the one who came from NXT and she got injured, right?
Yeah.
So she was actually good.
She's pretty decent. She's probably like has like the most potential.
I mean, but like Khalib said, if they can't, like Khalib said, if you can't pass them on their physical or whatever, we gotta let you go.
You have a Raw roster, you have a SmackDown roster, you have an NXT roster, you have an undevelopmental roster, you have a UK roster, you're gonna have an India roster. I mean, how many wrestlers do they need, man?
Well, that's another
problem.
That's another point. I mean,
and they all can't get TV time.
And if they have all these wrestlers and they have them on the contract, some people gotta go. And listen, Samoa Joe, I know Samoa Joe is a favorite amongst people. I wish him the best. But I just don't think WWE is so wrong for cutting him, because like I said, it is all about he was getting injured. I agree with you, Corey, that he had the body. It's not really a problem. I'm joking about it. It's not really that big of a deal. Okay, because like you said, he's a Samoa, so you know, I expect him to be kind of fat, whatever.
Yeah.
But the injuries is the problem. They want to put the belt. They have wanted to put that belt on him. Trust me. They put him in a program with Brock Lesnar. They wanted to put the belt on him. They just knew that this guy's always getting injured. He's always hurt. Like, what can we do?
You think if he had a, you think if it was a bigger name, they would have kept him, even if he kept on getting injured? Like, I don't see them. Like, if it was Keith Lee, I don't think they would have cut Keith Lee.
Well, they definitely going to cut Keith
Lee. They probably will.
That man hasn't even been on TV.
Since.
He already tweeted. He tweeted he's coming back.
I think he is coming. He is coming back.
He better chill out with his tweets.
I'm telling you.
He's going to be running for that.
I think if it was a bigger name, they would have kept him. He's a nobody.
Samoa Joe is a name. His name is
a big name.
In the wrestling industry, Samoa Joe's known.
He's not a main event guy.
He's going to go to
AEW. He was a main event guy. Samoa Joe? Yes, he would have been a main event guy.
Not no more.
If he didn't stay, like you said, if he didn't stay hurt, Samoa Joe was the main event guy.
Nah.
I mean, they like I said, they wanted to put the belt on him. They gave him, he'd had lots of title shots, lots of them. Pay-per-view title shots. Like, he had a lot of them. And so he's injured. I mean, there's nothing more I can say about that.
Okay. So let's move on. Let's go to the Wednesday Night Wars. Well, since there is no more Wednesday Night Wars. So who benefits more from the split of the Wednesday Night Wars? AEW or NXT? And for people out there, NXT has moved to Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I'm going to say AEW.
I mean, they were already winning.
They drew, what, 1.2 mil?
Yeah, that was a pretty
big.
That's a pretty good
draw. One thing with NXT is going to be there longer than AEW. So I feel like AEW benefits way more.
It's a win-win. At the end of the day, because they both get more views now.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But how much did NXT drew?
I was going to say, I think they drew about close to 900,000.
Which is more. Which is more than they normally get. They normally hit about maybe 6, 7.
Seven, eight. Yeah.
Because it's the same group of people watching those two shows. That's why. And it was splitting their time. It was like clicking it back.
Yeah.
I was doing that a little bit.
I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
I think, but I think it mostly helps AEW, because it's like, oh, people see that number, 1.2 million. And, you know, they're Google eyes. They're like, oh my God, you know, they finally drawn their second highest drawing, I think, in their company history. So it's bigger for them, because AEW, you know, NXT, I know I'm going to get some heat for this. Well, forget it. I always get heat for everything I say. I guess I'm just a heat magnet. But still at the end of the day, I always feel like NXT is still seen as a developmental league. I know they got people that people consider stars and everything, but it's still.
But it is, though. It's the D League.
It is still, they're trying to get to the main show.
Their developmental league is better than AEW's main roster.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. But the thing is, the perception is that it's still a developmental league, and AEW is a major league company. That's the perception. They're the second biggest wrestling company in America. Well, I think in the world, but that's another story.
I just think, like I said, it's not what it used to be, NXT.
Yeah.
Like, once they started doing the, you know, the extended, what is it, 2 hours now, it just changed. When Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, all those big names were in NXT, it was legit. It was like, it was giving Raw and SmackDown a run for their money. But then, you know, once they extended it a little bit and most of these guys moved on, you don't have that seller, somebody to sell for them. You don't have that name.
Right.
NXT has never given Raw and SmackDown their run for their money at all.
They were giving them a run for their money at one point.
In terms of what? Flips?
Pay-per-views.
What do you mean by pay-per-views?
The NXT takeovers.
takeover show. Oh, you're talking, talking about like the quality of matches?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Are you crazy?
Get into that kind of stuff, but you know, so then you graduate. When you graduate,
you know, you said it at 1.2 before.
I've never said that.
I can scroll back to episodes.
I never said that NXT pay per view is better than WWE.
Just like you never said Bad Bunny was trash.
I changed my mind on that, man.
Oh yeah, you changed your mind.
He's a star. Once he puts on some weight, he'd be
Mr. WrestleMania. But go ahead.
Damn, you gave a Mr. WrestleMania. That's a big
bro. You got a Bad Bunny T-shirt.
Yeah, told you. You know you want one.
Oh my God, you made me lose my train of thought, man. So this benefits NXT because I think I turned off the TV. By the way, AEW main event was Darby Allin versus Matt Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So now you put it on shitty main events. So this is what's gonna happen now. Y'all watch that match?
I didn't.
It's a hardcore match.
I didn't watch it.
A hardcore match, lazy booking. That's all they do is like hardcore match. You don't even need a hardcore match because every match goes on the floor for 50 minutes.
I was going to say, too, you don't need a hardcore match for Darby Allin because that's all the idiot knows how to do. Yeah. All he knows how to do is be in a body bag, throw himself over this and throw himself out of this. He throw himself off his ass. That's all he knows how to do. He don't really know how to wrestle a damn wrestling match.
There's no way I'm going to watch that. I'm not going to watch Darby Allin versus Matt Hardy for a main event. That's a main event match.
That should not have been the main event.
There
was another match that was better than that.
And that's what's going to happen. They're going to continuously put out garbage now because they feel like, oh, we don't got NXT to worry about, so we're going to put out this garbage. And by the way, you see how WrestleMania, I think it was Sasha Banks versus Bayley, right? Not Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair. WrestleMania main event. You're trying to develop your women's division. What woman could do that in AEW?
I still go with Britt Baker.
Britt Baker, maybe.
That main event?
Well, I say she has potential. But that
match she had with, what's her name? Thunder Rosa was good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She has potential.
That was good?
That was a good match. Khalid, that wasn't a good match?
I like the match. I mean, it was a little...
Bro, she gave her like a power bomb off the rope into thumbtacks for a two count. Seriously?
Right.
It's a good match. That's
a good match.
Little silly, but
I liked it.
Who on the AEW roster as a woman can headline a WrestleMania? Two people. Like a regular match, not a hardcore match, just a regular.
Oh, nobody. Match. There's nobody.
Well, wait, maybe the new, you know, they got Jake on it. And they have who she fought to that Red Velvet, but they still can't.
She fought Fargo, and that was terrible.
Yeah,
terrible. So they need to develop their women's division now. So now you got a chance to you have no competition. Develop your women's division because WWE is killing the game right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would like you know yeah develop your women's division. Change that belt, Jesus. God damn it. Like, it just looks so stupid. I just can't help myself when I see that belt. It looks like some New Japan bull crap.
Yeah.
That Kenny Omega, you know, that guy.
Ugh. So let's move on to your final thoughts of the Chris Jericho and Stone Cold podcast. I don't think we actually went in depth with it, did we?
No.
So what are you guys' final thoughts on that?
Did you watch?
You guys watched it?
A little bit.
I think it was really good. I think it goes back to what Booby was saying. It benefits both WWE and AEW.
I'll say one quick thing. I mean, back in the day, right, it was WWE versus WCW, right?
Yep.
What WCW star would WWE say, yeah, you could do a podcast with one of my wrestlers?
None of them.
So that shows you that Mr. Man looks at AEW like, oh yeah, whatever.
I was thinking that too. I was like,
but it's Chris Jericho.
Yeah, when I was watching it, yeah, I know it's Chris Jericho. That's another.
But difference. You could also say that you could be like Hogan.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but
say again.
No, I'm saying you were saying that which WWE superstar back in the day with WCW versus WWE, wouldn't it be Hogan?
Like WCW.
Like Vince McMahon would probably only let Hogan do that back in the day. Or no?
Not
Back in the day, Vince would say nobody can do a podcast.
It's with the enemy. It's a different. It's a different time.
It's a different era. Different era.
Yeah. I call the 90s the hardcore 90s. It just was no room for that in the 90s. But now we kind of relaxed a little bit. And we just said, you know what it is? Because now everybody knows it's fake. Everybody knows it's not real. So it's a totally, in the 90s, some people used to think WCW, if Eric Bischoff and Vince McMahon saw each other, they was going to kill each other, like really stab each other. Like we used to really think that. But we don't think that now. It's a totally different.
I mean, honestly, it would have came out anyway. If it didn't come out on the Stone Cold podcast, it was going to come out on Jericho's podcast.
Right, exactly. I mean, but the podcast itself, I thought was pretty insightful. I was surprised that Jericho went into such detail about reasons why he left WWE. He went into detail. He talks about.
You think Vince gave him that go? You think Vince gave him the okay to do that?
I think so. Probably. I think so, because he talked specifically about WrestleMania 33 and how he was on second with him and Kevin Owens, and before that, the year plan, the long term booking was for Kevin Owens to be the Universal Champion, and Chris Jericho to win the title at WrestleMania as a babyface for the first time in his career.
That was supposed to be the main event. And we talked about that. We were like, that's not main event, quality.
It's not main. To me, that's not a main event. And I think Vince did the right thing. Got the belt off of Owens, put it on Goldberg, and Goldberg and Brock had the match.
They didn't have a match at 33.
Yeah. It was 33. It was not the main event.
No, they went on second.
It was the main event, but it was for the Universal title.
It was supposed to be.
Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho thought they were going to be main eventing.
Oh, okay.
Before the year, I got you. For them to reach to that level, and it didn't happen. And he came on second, and he felt some type of way. He said, either you're on first or you're on last. And if you're on second, that means they don't really have nothing for you. And he said his time, he felt like his time was up, and he might have been right. And, he just left. I was just surprised that they went into detail with that. Usually I would think they would keep that, inside and wouldn't expose that.
And he went in depth with like New Japan stuff and AEW now too.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
That was a really good podcast.
At that point, there was no really any equity in Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho wasn't the Chris Jericho now.
At that time, yeah, exactly.
He had the little short haircut.
He just had the list going on.
He had the list, which was dope. But then I think he reinvented himself when he went to New Japan.
Yeah.
I didn't watch any of those matches. Who did he fight, like Shakira or
Kenny Omega.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. This is a 5-star match, right? I didn't watch that garbage. Then
5-star matches are good.
5-star. Everybody gets a 5-star match. Then he went to AEW. I thought his AEW run in the beginning was dope.
In the beginning.
It was dope. But then you know what? He's like, you know what? Shit, I got the money.
Yeah.
Let me get it more out of shape. I'm gonna fight Orange Cassidy and call it a day. You know what? Oh man. WWE looks pretty enticing right now. Let me call Stone Cold after the Undertaker podcast and get myself on that podcast to get myself in with Vince so I can leave this dump.
Does he come back to WWE?
Yes, and I guarantee you in about 2 years, one of the EVPs, they're going to be leaving to go to WWE as well.
You know what's going to be the most interesting thing, speaking of just people?
Cody's going to leave.
The most interesting thing I think about AEW sometimes is I wonder who's going to be that first AEW star to leave AEW and go to WWE. I wonder who that's going to be. And when that happens, that's going to be a major.
I think it's not major the other way around. I know they've been trying to get him, but I just don't see how it would fit. They've been trying to get Brian Cage. They've been trying to get him for the longest.
They need to get him.
I just don't know what gimmick they would give him.
Remember the masterpiece? He'll probably be the masterpiece.
Nah,
Chris Masters.
Well, Brian Cage and Killer Cross, they was having that great rivalry and impact. Mm-hmm. Why can't they just take that crap to NXT and do what they were doing? Oh, I guess because, you know, people.
I used to like Cage when he was in Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
But for some reason, now I'm like, eh.
He's with that whole thing with Taz. I mean, he started good with Taz, and then once he lost to Moxley, that was it.
And I could tell they kind of
lose. They lose the big man loses.
Yeah, and they're trying to switch him. I know wrestling. They're trying to switch him babyface now. Yeah. I've noticed that.
Out of the whole entire group too.
Yeah. So
he's a what?
They're trying to switch him babyface.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I don't even think he has the most potential in that group, actually.
No, he doesn't. Not no more. Give it to that FTW belt. It means nothing.
I like that. Right. I like that. Also, who's the little guy in that group?
Hook.
No, not Hook. That's his son.
About Starks.
I love Starks.
Starks is a star, bro.
Always been a big fan of that guy.
He's a star.
He is. He's good, man.
Yeah, I can't stand Cody, bro.
What?
I don't know what.
That was Edward's guy.
That's my guy. He never liked him. When he came in, who is this guy? Who is he? This independent. I don't care. Independent.
Listen, I don't watch these independent stuff like that. I don't know the PWIs and all that stuff. That's not my thing.
You know, yesterday when Moose was talking about it.
Huh?
when Moose was talking about it, though.
No, I don't know about PWIs and all that stuff. Uh-huh. Never. But my last thing with Brian Cage.
Yesterday, my man knew everything about Ring of Honor. Impact.
He did his homework yesterday, boy.
I don't know anything about Impact. I kept it real. I don't know much about Impact. That I like Moose, but I don't know much about Impact. It's not my cup of tea. So we'll move on. Did WWE drop the ball on their Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania?
Yes,
they did.
Well, what do you guys think? Let's hit the Raw. What was what do you guys think about that Raw before we go to SmackDown?
But the problem is now with these Raws after WrestleMania, now people expect stuff now. You see, that's the real problem. That's why the show sucked, because what do people expect now? Every time they expect a new person to be there, they expect a new rival.
Title change.
Right.
Something.
So when you don't have none of that, people are just like, well, it's kind of lackluster. It sucks. And, you know, the people, they have a right to say that because you've put that expectation out there. Yep. So because you've done it, you've given them what they wanted for all these years. And now, and now you don't do it. People are like, this sucks.
And to not have fans, you have fans the night before and then you don't have fans there Monday nor Friday.
Yeah, they should at least have fans on Monday.
Yeah.
Where?
Somewhere they could have pulled something off.
Somewhere, bro.
They could have pulled something
off. They could have found somewhere in Florida.
If they're in Florida,
they could pull something off.
That's true. Yeah,
Was there anything that was good on Raw? Because
I
turned it off after I saw the Fiend.
Like, you didn't miss nothing.
I mean, what was good? It was nothing really good.
The only thing that still is like.
What about the Hurt Business? Is those two guys with the mask on the Hurt Business now?
Yeah,
I hope not.
They might have ties with them, but I don't know.
We might find out tomorrow.
So my thing is this: let's just say they do. Was it slap back and T bar?
No, it was T-Bag and
ass face.
I don't even know these guys' names.
Mace Windu. It was Mace Windu and T-Bag.
Why these dudes still have their face masks on? Like at this point.
We already know who they are. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. If they're going to join the Hurt Business, just put them in suits.
Yeah, especially Mace Windu. It's like, Mace Windu, you have dreads. I know you're a black man with dreads, Mace
Wasn't
Windu.
He on commentary too or not?
Yes, the one that Brock Lesnar F5 on the table.
I didn't know he was that big, though.
He is
tall. Yeah, I didn't know he was that big.
He's a big dude. Guy. He's not a small guy.
No.
But you get rid of Cedric and Shelton Benjamin, you bring those two in?
Well, we don't know for yet. We know.
Are my guys going to be in catering now?
We knew that was coming, though.
Sheldon's in catering. I feel bad for Sheldon, bitch.
He was doing so well, man.
Cedric's in catering, bro.
And he changed up the way he wrestles, and now he's going to catering. That's my guy.
Yeah.
But was there what was the main event of that match? Or that was it?
A triple threat.
It was a triple threat
to see him fight Bobby Mania Backlash.
And I guess it's gonna be Drew, right?
Yes.
Randy Orton should have won.
It should have been Randy, but.
So essentially, Raw was like a copy and paste, right?
Pretty much.
SmackDown was the same thing.
I'm glad that a star was there, Charlotte Flair.
Yeah, yes. That promo was fire, bro.
First off, let me. Oh my god.
That promo was.
I got hit in the head, and I just saw a star because, bro. First off, she was in shape and looked like she got in even more shape, which is insane. And that promo was real because they, quote unquote, didn't have anything for her. And now they're like, they're stuck because, I mean, who else is going to carry the ball?
Nobody.
She's really carrying the ball, but.
She's winning it back at SummerSlam.
No, she's winning it back at that WrestleMania Backlash thing. Oh, I know so.
No, it's going to be rematch. Backlash is going to be rematches of
WrestleMania. She's going to beat Asuka. And then.
Well, she has to fight Rhea, no?
It's going to be a three-way, I assume.
Three-way?
Everything's always a three-way. Probably. She's going to beat Asuka, then Rhea Ripley's going to... Because Rhea's and this is what kills me. Is Rhea now a babyface?
It looks like it.
Well, they got no choice now. Because Charlotte's so good at, you know, at the heel thing.
You attack Asuka from behind... And you became a heel, but then I'm gonna drop that. I'm not trying to break my mic. So let's go to SmackDown. What was the main?
I want to say this though. Y'all saying Charlotte's beating Ripley for the title?
Oh, I don't think so.
100%.
You know if she does that, Ripley's done, right? Her career is over.
Yeah, that's why.
No, she's still a star.
No. Ripley hasn't beat her yet.
That's fine.
She's done.
How many times has the Kane beat the Undertaker?
She's done. So Charlotte should be because she's old now. She's done with. She's washed in my
mind. She's old.
She's washed. She should be putting people over. She should be making people look like stars.
What? See, this is what I'm talking about with this Gen Z. Millennial.
Charlotte beat her last year at WrestleMania. So you want her to beat her again for the title?
Yeah.
Shouldn't Ripley get one over?
No.
Not yet.
I think they're going to give
Ripley. Wait, hold up. Time out. Not yet. She don't deserve it, but she deserves to beat Asuka for the title. Go ahead, yes. Corey. Go to SmackDown. Because that makes sense. She doesn't deserve to beat Charlotte, but she deserves to beat Asuka for the title.
Yeah,
when she had her first match on Monday Night Raw, she deserves to come out and ask Asuka for a title match at WrestleMania.
Asuka's not the same. That's not the same NXT Asuka who won like 500 matches in a row. This is Asuka who's doing
I'm done with that combo. I can't believe you guys.
I don't know,
Khalid.
No, I'm with you. I don't think Charlotte's gonna win the match. That's what I
think on its way to Charlotte.
I think eventually they will have the match, Rhea Ripley and Charlotte. I don't think Charlotte's gonna win. I mean, I think Rhea Ripley's going to win because of the logical conclusion that Frankie came up with.
Rhea Ripley
won. It is a logical conclusion because if she does lose again, I mean, listen, I'll be honest. I wouldn't mind if Charlotte won, to be honest, because I like Charlotte. But it is reasonable to say that if she lost again to Charlotte.
That'd be her third time.
It would hurt her. Her progress.
Long-term booking.
Long-term
booking. So when the Royal Rumble, bro, she beat Charlotte at WrestleMania.
God.
Oh, here's the story. I never beat Charlotte. This and that. And Charlotte comes out. I beat you three times. It's going to be again. And
I'll tell you what. I'm not.
Thank you, Edwin, for that. That was actually the best thing you ever said.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah. Am I wrong? Right or wrong?
You're right.
Wrong.
I mean,
you guys are wrong.
How many times have Kane beaten the Undertaker?
Let me ask you something. If it wasn't, if she didn't have that last name, you think she'd still be who she is?
Yes.
And let's be honest. If she didn't have that last name,
yes.
Well, no. It does. It definitely helps.
It helps a little bit.
Who's the best female wrestler? Who's the best female wrestler right now?
I still think it's Charlotte, but
Sasha.
Sasha
Banks.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah. That WrestleMania match is probably it's up there with Bayley, with her and Bayley at NXT.
You out your damn mind. This is.
Am I wrong? Tell me when I'm wrong. Am I Booby?
That Bailey, that
who's the best squash match?
I don't think it was up there. It was good.
That's probably her second best match.
That everybody wants to be so politically correct with this.
It's better
match.
Than the Hell in a Cell match. Than her, and her and Bailey.
It was better than the Hell in a Cell match. Yes.
The NXT match was not good.
All right, we're not
even. Stop it, bro. Stop it. That match has high standards.
No,
that match put women above.
You're
everything.
Saying the Sasha Banks and Bayley match put women's wrestling on the map?
Yes.
That kind of put
everybody a stamp on it. Everybody says it.
Was Charlotte wrestling at that time? Or she was?
Yes, like, she was actually.
Yeah. So
she came out. She came out actually at the end with Becky.
Yeah, because they're like, hey guys, come on out.
Oh my
god. Let's clap on the stage and give flowers in the middle anyway. Let's do that. So what do you guys think about SmackDown?
Oh man. Trash. It's the same thing as Raw.
I don't think Cesaro should be fighting Roman just yet.
Well,
why not?
You don't agree that, but you want her, you want Ripley to fight Charlotte and Ripley to lose.
Yes.
So what's the?
I never said I wanted Cesaro to win.
If Cesaro loses to Roman, Roman is the top of the top. If Cesaro loses to Roman, Cesaro's career is done.
Oh, listen,
he's not beating Roman. You know he's not beating Roman.
Okay, so.
Well, listen. Roman got to fight somebody, and like I always say, wrestling is the home of the jobbers. I always say that, and people don't understand what I mean by that.
Cesaro doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve to fight him yet. He doesn't need to be fighting him.
Well, but somebody, no, you say he doesn't deserve to lose.
No, I said he doesn't deserve to fight him.
Well, let me ask y'all something. Well, then who's gonna fight Roman? I think it should be Corbin. Look at everybody. Everybody's got steam eyes on me now for saying that. First off,
where the hell is Edge and Daniel Bryan? They didn't come out now. Yeah, once.
Well, why would they come out? Why wouldn't they? They both got pinned. One guy got pinned on top of another guy like a sandwich.
Fellas, we have a pay-per-view next month called WrestleMania Backlash. What the hell does Cesaro and Roman got to do with that?
Am I right or am I wrong?
I would have Daniel Edge fight. Whoever wins that fight for Roman 1-on-1.
That's what I was going to say. We got a couple of weeks before back this pay-per-view. And Werner fights Roman, and then you put an end to that.
You could do that.
If you talk about long-term booking, which WWE does the best long-term booking, but by far, I mean,
definitely do not.
By far, I love WWE.
No, they don't.
Just bought some stock in them. Love them.
That's good. You got me hot right now.
Cesaro long-term booking has been on fire. Didn't he beat Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, he did.
He's been winning like his last couple of matches. Then he beat Seth Rollins, the best performer at WrestleMania history. So you beat that guy.
But the only thing that makes no sense. It's just clear as day that rivalry is not done yet with Rollins because Rollins came out at that. I'm not done with you. So that's fine. At some point he's just going to interfere and cause him the match. So it's not. I don't think they should just move him up yet. Like just finish the rivalry with Rollins first.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's clear that, well, we could agree that Seth Rollins is the best WrestleMania performer in history, right? So that's clear. So you have him, you beat Seth Rollins.
Ain't nobody answer him at all.
That's a fact.
I mean, his matches are up there for all
his matches are up there, and he's won like the one, like,
I can't tell
you. He has a lot of good moments at WrestleMania. I say that a lot.
So he's the best performer in my eyes. So you have the best performer, Cesaro. I mean, Cesaro beat him. I mean, where else does he go? He has to get a title shot. Because you have, Apollo has the Intercontinental title.
Nah. Yeah, but
you have to build him up, bro. This is his first singles match in 10 years at WrestleMania. Now, all of it, out of nowhere. All right, here it goes, Roman.
But I agree with you. But you see what the problem is? The problem is you're saying build him up. And you make sense. But the problem is a lot of the quote unquote hardcore wrestlers are always down WWE's throat. Like, oh, you guys don't have new guys challenge for the belts. And so what they're trying to do, they're trying to meet you halfway, I think. They're trying to go, well, okay, you guys kind of, because it is the fans that make Cesaro. Because honestly, if I was an executive and I saw Cesaro, I'd be like, no. But it's the fans. It's you guys that make him, that push him and make him popular. It's like how y'all
do. Any wrestler. That's any wrestler.
Y'all did it with Kofi Kingston. But there's wrestlers that we just look at and WWE just saw, and they went, you know, in 2002, they saw Brock Lesnar. They said, damn, yeah, we're going to put this guy here because this guy is a big mother. But there's wrestlers that wrestling fans see, and they go, I want this guy to get pushed. And sometimes WWE listens to you. And I think if this is one of these functions when WWE is trying to hear you guys out and trying to push the Cesaro guy. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying you don't want him to get killed his very first time going for the title, because that would destroy his whole mystique if he just goes up against Roman and we know he's going to lose.
Because then where do you go from that? That's what I'm saying. Where does Cesaro go from that if he loses?
But my question goes back to, who else do they have? Like,
I want to say, I'm going to go back to you, but you think they messed up making Roman this big?
No. Well,
because, like, now, like Khalib said, who beats him? It's either Brock or...
Somebody's going to beat him. But
right, they now... made him so big. They made his name his tribal chief. It's going to be, I'm saying, The Rock at LA. But for him to hold the title for 2 years, that's hard.
Nah, it's not happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with Brock, no? Because who's defending his... He has to do the same thing like Brock. Like, defend your belt like every other pay-per-view now.
But the difference between Brock was... You know, Brock, first of all, he was a part-timer. And second of all, Brock Lesnar, we always knew, okay, this WrestleMania, he's going to drop the belt. This SummerSlam, he's going to lose. You always had an inclination that he wasn't going to, like, be the champion for, like, a whole long stretch. And if he was, it was okay-ish because he was a part-time wrestler and you didn't see him that much anyway. So...
I think Roman's bigger than the way they build Brock.
In some ways, he is. Yeah.
But honestly, to answer Khalid's question, I don't know who beats him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if I'm booking Seth a show, just like, you know.
That's with Seth Rollins. That's a good story to tell.
Of course. You could do that.
Obviously, with the Shield and NXT or whatever.
But what is Seth Rollins now?
They both heels.
Yeah, they both heels. He's the drip god, right? Is that what they call him?
The drip god.
The drip god.
This is drip. So ugly, bro. They're horrible.
Oh my god. The drip god. I did not know that. I just say you make the IC belt like one of the main belts and keep Roman off.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying. That's what I was telling you guys before we went on. I think it's gonna be Bianca's show now. I don't think it's Roman's show no more. I think Bianca gets that main event and those last promos and the last everything on SmackDown.
It'll still always be Roman's show.
I think it's gonna be Bianca's now.
I think she'll feud Bayley soon.
And that's the main event, Bayley versus Bianca Belair.
I could see a fatal four way coming with Becky. Yeah.
Becky's on Raw, right?
Becky's Raw.
She's gonna come to SmackDown soon because of Seth. It's going to be Becky, Bayley, and Sasha for a Fatal 4. I don't know how they build it up. Becky never lost the belt, so you could do something like that.
She never lost the Raw belt. She never had the SmackDown. She lost the SmackDown.
And Edge never lost the Universal title. It's the same thing.
I just don't feel like Bianca, and I like Bianca, but I just don't feel like she can carry a whole show by herself. That's too much on her.
She'll have Roman.
She's never main evented anything besides WrestleMania.
And now she proved a point.
But didn't she have wasn't she one of the first segments with the Street Profits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was like
when they brought her out.
But does she come off as like larger than life?
No,
not yet.
That's what I'm saying. So it's gonna be tough, man. But Becky Lynch came off as a larger than life character.
Becky Lynch comes
not back, off rip, not off rip.
Off rip. If Becky Lynch comes back, that belt is automatically coming back to her. And the reaction,
I think she comes back at Royal Rumble next year.
They're gonna lose their mind.
No, that's too far. No.
You need the fans, but you need the fans for her. You need the fans for her.
SummerSlam.
I think Royal Rumble. Nah, I'm giving it Royal Rumble.
You know, Bianca Belair, I just want to say one thing about her. it's sort of like the Kofi Kingston thing all over again. It's not that Kofi was cool. They I think WWE kind of backed themselves into a corner with the Kofi thing. I swear there's no way he would have got that title if they were really like really long term thinking. There's no way, but they backed themselves into a corner with Bianca Belair. I think it's kind of like the same. It's like the feel good story. Sometimes with these feel good stories, it's like you're backing yourself into a corner where how do you still tell a compelling story, but you still want the good guy to, it's like, you don't want to make a good guy too good. I always say that about, that's why people don't like, I feel like that's why baby faces don't succeed in wrestling now, because you make them too good. You make them too smiley. You know, Apollo's always smiling. Now that he's got a spear, it's totally different. You know, you can't make them too, and that's why Becky Lynch was working, because yeah, she was good, but she wasn't too good. Like, and Bianca Belair, sometimes she comes off as too good. Like, and I understand it's a feel good story, but it kind of reminds me of the Kofi Kingston thing. Like, that's the presence that you're saying that she doesn't really possess right now, because she's coming off as oh, I'm just so grateful that I got this title. I'm so
God. I understand.
And some people,
her husband, I don't think they should pair them.
Yeah, I don't see why they should pair.
What do you mean pair them? Like, then I know. Like, what do you mean?
Well, like, they don't have to come out with her and celebrate.
Hopefully they don't move on with that. I get it for the celebration.
You can
hopefully
do that.
They don't move on.
And speaking of that, you know, celebration, when she wins the title, you know, she's crying and everything at WrestleMania. Now, understand this. WWE, and I know it happened while y'all was there, he came up in the ring and he put her on the shoulder, whatever he did. They didn't show that part on the pay-per-view.
They didn't show her. They only showed a little bit.
But they didn't show it on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
They showed her.
There was more. She went to her family. They
right.
All that.
That's what I'm trying to say. They kind of want to. I think they wanted to. You know, you don't always want to show
that emotion.
Emotion, but you don't always want to show that these wrestlers are in relationships with these wrestlers and stuff like that. Sometimes you want to keep that away from the public eye, even though, like I said, everybody's smart now, so everybody knows.
Yeah, Instagram,
but
all that.
Yeah, but you're still trying to keep it kayfabe a little bit, you know. So
cat's out the bag with that one.
Yeah, I know. But there was times when they didn't do that. A lot of wrestlers have dated wrestlers before. Like, they've had wives and stuff like that, but they didn't show it on TV. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, Brock Lesnar is married to Sable. Most people don't even know that.
Yep.
Like, and he was married to her when she was, you know, when she was about to divorce Mark Merrill. And, you know, he got a voice call from Brock Lesnar. He said, oh,
Brock,
this is a big dude. No, I ain't messing with him. You want a divorce? Let's go right now.
Yep, let's go.
No smoke, especially at that time.
You know, it's crazy. You mentioned something. I think Montez Ford could be a big star as well.
Yeah, he could be.
He has the athletic ability, has the look.
He'll be a star when Roman lose that belt.
He could.
You talking about Universal title or just star in general?
I can see him with that Universal title.
He could be a star in general.
He ain't beating Roman.
He's not saying Roman. He's talking like down the line. Like,
down the line. I can see him. I mean, you know who I could see beat Roman?
Jinder Mahal.
Goldberg.
Oh my God. Let's end it right there. Just
Goldberg versus Roman Reigns.
It's supposed to happen. That was supposed to happen.
That's the match I want to see. Spear versus spear.
I don't want
to see a 2-second match. Okay.
And then have Goldberg like just.
I hope Roman kills him.
So Goldberg's gonna beat him in what, 30 seconds?
Yes.
You cannot do that, Corey. You know you cannot do that.
Do you remember the reaction when Goldberg beat Brock Lesnar in like a minute?
Yes, at Survivor Series. Yes. That, but you cannot do that to Roman.
That was one of the best matches of all time.
You cannot do that. What the heck?
What time is it?
One of the best 1 minute matches.
Am I right, Khalib? Like, no. That's suspenseful.
You're not right. You're not right. Khalib. You cannot say that you need Goldberg to beat Roman.
Well, no.
The tribal chief. Head of the table.
Well, now it would look crazy. But there was a time when they should have did this. But
last year.
It looks because, you know, I love Goldberg. I love him. I love him. I love him like a father. But I can't even lie about this. Top five dead or alive, but I can't lie about this. He did look bad versus Drew. He looked like he just was not in the greatest of condition at the time. And maybe that was because they gave him short notice or whatever. But it just looked like, you know, the first time when I really saw it, and I was like, okay, maybe Goldberg can
It's about time you open your eyes. That's how I looked for a while now.
He probably didn't take his
supplements,
and you know, he wasn't able to really get big as he wanted to get.
Wait, so Corey, you want him to beat Roman?
He's a star, right? He's a star. Can we admit Goldberg? That Goldberg's a star? Superstar. Oh, yeah.
No more.
Goldberg. No, he's still a star.
You bash all these old heads at AEW. Oh, like, they want to sign an old head here. They want to sign an old head.
Bash? And who do I bash? That's who do I bash?
Sting.
I mean, Sting.
Big
I mean,
Show.
The man can't wrestle.
Christian. It doesn't matter. You bash them. They're old heads.
Christian, I never bashed Christian, but Christian, like Taz said, Christian is like, you know, his partner was carrying him. Christian's not a star.
Now you want Goldberg to come and beat Roman Reigns.
50-year-old guy.
Good luck with that one.
I'll tell you what, that happens. I probably wouldn't watch for a while.
Well, let's not do the age thing because it is an age thing. Well, you're the one who's suggesting that The Rock comes out of retirement. Yeah,
right. And all right, but first, first, he's in shape. Second of all, the story is there because honestly, The Rock is the head of the table. The Rock is the tribal chief. And I don't want The Rock to win.
The goalpost. You see how he pushes? Thank you, Khalif, for mentioning that.
I don't want The Rock to win. Roman beating The Rock will put Roman just like that.
So Goldberg's not in shape. Goldberg's not in shape.
Hell no. Khalif just said it.
You know who they need to get?
He's not in Rock shape.
Forget Goldberg.
The Rock is The Rock.
Okay,
I'll tell you.
The Rock would sell more than Goldberg at WrestleMania.
I'll tell you who they need to get. They need to get my boy back. I don't know how they're going to do it. I know he's out making Fast 10 or 11, whatever the hell he's making right now.
I'll take that.
They need to get my boy John Cena back. 17. I miss this guy so much. It's not even funny.
Well, like, I read something earlier. It's either Cena, Rock, or Brock Lesnar that's going to challenge.
Where did you read that?
Roman? Roman?
On Twitter.
Is it Roman or Drew?
Hold on a second.
I mean, not Roman or Drew.
Twitter? That's where you get your news from? Twitter?
I use Twitter. You got Twitter?
No. First of all, I watch the news. I like the news. That's where I get real news from.
Nah. Wait, that was those three people challenging Roman or Bobby?
That's who supposedly WWE wants to challenge Roman.
That's why, to me, John Cena is the GOAT. Yeah. Like, the greatest babyface of all time.
Yeah.
I think that would be... Because now Roman's promos are a lot better. Cena's promos were always good.
And you could also come back. Because remember, Cena dissed Roman. He talked, Roman was cutting a promo.
On him that promo.
And he was like, listen, guy, listen, young buck. This is how you cut a promo. It's
I remember. Promo.
This is what you do.
Straight fire.
It's storytelling.
Nobody can go at Cena with promos. Not even The Rock. We've seen that.
That's
We've seen that before.
We've seen it.
Yeah, that's true.
When The Rock had to like... He was like, Rock, what's that tattoo on your wrist?
Yeah.
And it was The Rock's lines.
Seen it.
But that storytelling right there. Goldberg.
I think everyone would want to do that.
I actually like to see Cena win that belt, actually.
Yes, I want him to win at 17. Let him have the record.
I want Cena to win the belt. And I want him to go up against Randy Orton.
That'd yes, I want that too. I do
for
want
the last that. Time. For the last time.
How many Randy needs? Two more, right?
Oh, Randy needs two more.
Yeah.
To be 16.
Right. Yeah, that'll be.
So how much does Flair have? 16?
Flair has 16.
Yeah.
So even Randy. I don't know if you saw
16 in WWE or 16 overall.
He has 16 overall.
That doesn't count then.
Not, well, you know,
it doesn't technically, but I mean,
but they're gonna count it. They're gonna count.
But you
it.
Have
who
to start
the most in WWE history.
Cena,
right?
Yeah, it'll be Cena.
It'll be Cena.
Flair has his.
But that's the case. Kenny Omega has like 20.
Kenny Omega has 20 what, bucks? About 20. What are you talking about? Kenny Omega has 20 what?
He has like 20 belts.
He's
like,
got 20 knuckles coming to his face. Like, don't give me that crap, Kenny Omega. This is a guy that got Canadian destroyed by a damn doll. All right? Don't give me no Kenny Omega.
Oh, my God. You know what? Let's segue. We get some AEW, the last and final topic. I'm not a sneakerhead, but uh-oh, the Young Bucks. Uh-oh. What do you guys think about the Young Bucks fake sneakers, allegedly?
Well, I love this is all I have to say. This is all I have to say about this, and then I'm gonna let y'all just take over. I text these guys the night of AEW's Dynamite about the outfit that these guys was wearing. And the reason why I did that is because if you watch the show, they made a big deal about they was cutting off their tassels off their stupid ass costumes that they wear. They're cutting off the tassels. They made a really big deal about this. Like, oh, we're really bad guys now. We're cutting off our tassels, and they showed them cutting it. And then they come out to some furry, some gray fur with Matt Jackson had a damn chandelier on top of his head. A chandelier. like a veil, like that veil, that thing that you wear at a wedding, and he's a man, and he had this on his face, okay? And then the idiots, they want to show their sneakers, so they get to the camera, and they get the super kick going, right? And then they show the sneaker, they put up the feet, they show the sneakers, they like, yeah, look at that, Dior's, baby, them one Dior's right there. And you know what? The sneakerheads, the age group of Frankie,
it was not fake, man.
They came out. And they said there's an app, because the young guys use an app now to authenticate their sneakers.
Guys are old. Yo, you are old head, Khalib. These young guys.
That's what you use, right? You use it. Listen. Ain't nobody my age using a damn app to authenticate their sneakers. This is only something that
what app they use? What app they use? You cannot.
They use the app. I don't know. It's StockX uses the same app where they put
authenticate. No, they don't. StockX right. Yes, they do. Authentic yes, they, users.
People
that know their stuff, they get the shoe if they're a real sneakerhead. They got it. Know if they're fake or real, and then they send it out.
They got it because Peter done sold a bunch of shoes on that, my brother, and he said that they have to like authenticate it now.
Thank you.
Okay,
it takes a few days to authenticate it.
I'm saying is, listen, I'm not going to get too much into a sneaker war. I'm just saying the guys came back. Somebody said those were food. Foo-foo. Bang-bangs.
Listen, man. I mean, I like the ones. I
like them, too. I thought they looked kind of cool.
For $10,000? Goddamn.
I've never seen
that. I'm just saying.
That's how much they go for. Corey, those shoes that they were wearing, $10,000 if you want to buy them right now.
$10,000?
$10,000.
And they wrestled in that?
And they wrestled in it.
And it might be foo-foo.
And they creased them, too.
It might be foo.
You know, what,
they, you know what? That's you know what. Wait. Ubi, you live in Atlanta, right?
Uh-huh.
I was watching this thing. this guy, he goes to the mall in Atlanta. And he got this thing called a diamond tester.
Yeah,
and he goes around
testing people's diamonds,
and it was in Atlanta.
Yeah,
and you know what they was calling it when they tested and it don't blink. He called it. They call it food down there. Your boys, the Young Bucks, wear food.
Food ones. I don't know.
I'll give them credit though, because they do got money, so they could afford the 10 grand, but
10 grand is nothing to them.
Yeah. I mean, all right, let me get off of the
they probably got it a lot less, but I don't think they paid 10 grand for it.
Yeah.
They probably got it a lot less. I don't know where
they're surprised. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
They got the Japanese connect. They might have got it from Japan, so it might be
fake. All right.
That is true.
I'm gonna get off
the Japan connect.
I'm gonna give up the sneaker thing for a second. How did y'all watch the match? I'll go to the match because a certain
I didn't enjoy the match.
A certain person that Corey likes gave this match a five stars.
I don't think he gave it five.
Four
it was very close to five.
Four
he said it was the best
quarters?
Match of the year.
He said it was the best match of the year.
He said match of the year. You know, we got
it. Out of his damn mind.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. Well, that pretty much wraps up this episode, season 2, episode 11. Do we got backlash this week? WrestleMania backlash? Is it this week?
That's not till next month.
No, that'll be too next fast. Month?
That's next month.
Oh, all right.
It's not for a while.
That's May 17th.
Okay, yeah. So good. When's Blood and Guts?
Maybe that's May 17th. Maybe I got my days wrong.
Is that going to be a pay-per-view or like a Wednesday thing?
I think it's going to be a Wednesday thing.
Oh, so it's a Wednesday thing because it's that big cage match. But all right, we'll be back next week. More wrestling, Raw, NXT, AEW, news around the world.
May 5th.
Jordan's
next Saturday.
All that good stuff. Oh, it's next Saturday?
Next Saturday is Blood and Guts. May 5th.
All right, so we got a pay-per-view.
That's next Saturday.
Ugh.
All right.
Be prepared. Corey's gonna.
Oh no, that's on a Wednesday. It's a regular show.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So yeah, it's not even for you. Don't get a 12 o'clock curfew.
Thank God. They need to fix that.
All right, fellas.
12 o'clock. This is insane.
Until next week.
Until next week, fellas.
And don't boo-foo.
Boo-foo. All right, fellas. Later.
Later.